Your Excellency, Prime Minister Theresa May, members of the media, friends, Excellency, I'm honored to welcome you to India. We deeply appreciate that you have chosen India for your first bilateral visit outside Europe. Last week was a period of great festivities in India. You also celebrated Diwali with much fanfare in London. Your visit today gives us reasons to celebrate the vibrant and strong India-UK partnership. Friends, India-UK ties are truly special. It is an enduring partnership which is nurtured by our shared values, extensive people-to-people linkages. Let's not forget cricket here. Widespread economic engagement for the prosperity of our societies, common efforts aimed at the security of our people, and a common vision for a peaceful and prosperous world. Our strategic partnership is geared towards meeting the existing new and emerging challenges of the 21st century and contributing to the larger regional and global good. Friends, in my extensive discussion with Prime Minister May, today we look at the full range of our partnership. The spread and depth of our engagement has indeed been impressive. We also agreed to add new dimensions and initiative to broaden the scope of our linkages. Earlier this morning, Prime May and I jointly inaugurated the India-UK Tech Summit. It marked a fitting celebration of 2016 as the India-UK Year of Education, Innovation and Research. Science and technology is a vibrant and fast-growing space in our partnership. It is an area of tremendous potential and promise. It allows for the convergence of novel ideas, new research, and next-generation technologies, and brings the benefits of science and technology collaboration to the lives of common people, not just in India and the UK, but in the entire world. At the summit, new bilateral initiatives on clean energy and energy-efficient building materials were announced. This would be critical for development of smart cities and to our quest for innovative solution to tackle challenges of climate change and sustainability. Friends, growing business partnerships and expanding trade and capital flows between our two economies are crucial to our economic partnership. Indian companies have been successfully raising finance from the City of London. We are encouraged by the London Stock Exchange presently hosting several rupee-denominated masala bonds. It reflects the strong investor confidence in the fast-growing Indian economy. A meeting of the India-UK CEOs Forum held earlier today and their valuable recommendations would help us deepen business-to-business ties. The meeting of the India-UK Joint Economic and Trade Committee later this afternoon will take forward the business agenda. We have also agreed to establish a joint working group on trade. We believe that such a group should not only focus on ways to increase trade in goods, but also on the expansion of services trade, including through greater mobility of skilled professionals. Friends, I also discuss defense and security partnership with Prime Minister May. I encourage British companies to look at the multiple opportunities in the Indian defense sector. Looking beyond trade in defense equipment, I invite them to build partnerships with Indian enterprises that focus on manufacturing, technology transfer, and co-development. Security of the cyberspace, especially involving our critical infrastructure, is an area of shared interest. I welcome our growing cooperation in this field. I also discussed with Prime Minister May ways to purposefully work together to combat the growing forces of radicalization and terrorism. We agreed that it is not a limited security challenge. Its arc of threat spread across nations and regions. Terrorists move across borders with ease and endanger the entire humanity. I conveyed our deep concerns to Prime Minister May regarding cross-border terrorism and the need for the international community to take strong action against states that support and sponsor terrorism. Friends, India-UK global partnership is expanding. There is growing convergence of our views on leading global issues. I thank Prime Minister May for UK's consistent support for India's membership of the UN Security Council and nuclear supplier groups. We also agreed on the need for early adoption of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism. Excellency, our multifaceted relationship is indeed unique. Your visit to India and the outcome of our discussions today would add new dimensions and substance that would further strengthen India-UK partnership. I also take this opportunity to convey my best wishes to the English cricket team who will begin their campaign in Rajkot, Gujarat, day after tomorrow. May the best team win. Excellency, let me once again extend a very warm welcome to you and your delegation to India. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I thank the Prime Minister for his statement. May I now invite Right Honourable Theresa May, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, to deliver her press remarks.
Thank you. And thank you, Prime Minister Modi, for welcoming me to Delhi today. I wanted to come to India on my first bilateral visit outside Europe because this relationship matters more than ever. India is a leading power in the world, the largest democracy, the fastest growing major economy, the second largest contributor to UN peacekeeping operations, a country that we would like to see take a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council, and a natural partner for Britain. We want to work with India for our shared prosperity, our shared security, and as a force for good in the world. Today, Prime Minister Modi and I have discussed how we can strengthen cooperation in all these areas. First, our shared prosperity. As leaders, we are both working to improve the livelihoods of our citizens, creating jobs, developing skills, investing in infrastructure, and supporting the technologies of the future. That creates opportunities for British businesses and investors here in India and vice versa. Take your version of smart cities. Today, we have agreed a new partnership that will bring together government, investors, and experts to work together on urban development, unlocking opportunities worth £2 billion for British businesses over the next 5 years. This will focus on the dynamic state of Madhya Pradesh, with plans for more smart cities than anywhere else, and the historic city of Varanasi. Take the capital that's required for India's infrastructure. Since the launch of the first Masala bond in London in July, rupee-denominated bonds worth over £900 million have now been issued, and we expect a further four bonds with a total value of £600 million to be issued in the next 3 months. This is a vote of confidence in India's growth story, and it's a vote of confidence in London as the world's leading financial centre. Alongside this, the UK has agreed to invest £120 million in a joint fund that will lever private sector investment from the City of London to finance Indian infrastructure. So the potential to expand the commercial opportunities for both our countries is huge. And on this visit alone, more than £1 billion of business deals will be signed. But there's much more we can do. We are both firm supporters of free trade. We both want to be great exporting nations. And so we should work together for the long haul to break down the barriers to trade and investment. Here today, we've signed a new programme of cooperation to strengthen the protection and enforcement of intellectual property rights, which provides greater certainty for business. And the UK will share technical expertise on issues such as deregulation and tax to help make India an easier place to do business. We've also agreed to establish structured talks at officials' level to identify what more we can do now before the UK leaves the EU to remove barriers to business. And this will pave the way for securing a deeper trade and investment relationship once the UK has left. Prime Minister Modi and I have also discussed how we can improve business travel for Indian visitors to the UK. The UK will make India the first visa country to have access to our registered traveller scheme, offering many Indians smoother and swifter clearance at the border. And we have invited the Indian government to become the first government in the world to nominate top business executives for the Great Club, our bespoke visa and immigration service. We've also agreed to establish a strategic dialogue on home affairs issues covering visas, returns, and organised crime. As part of this, the UK will consider further improvements to our visa offer, if at the same time we can step up the speed and volume of returns of Indians with no right to remain in the UK. And the UK will continue to welcome the brightest and best of Indian students, with the latest figures showing that 9 out of 10 applications are granted. Turning to security issues, last year we agreed to establish an ambitious defence and international security partnership. We stand firmly behind that commitment. But now we need to translate that political will into results. The UK is ready to support the development of India's defence capabilities through Make in India, with technology transfer and by jointly promoting our defence equipment in other markets. Next week, our top defence officials will meet here in Delhi. We've tasked them with making progress on military training, collaboration on technology and equipment, and joint research on new capabilities. We're also committed to helping each other respond to new and emerging threats. As two countries that are at the forefront of digital innovation, we both know the huge opportunities that technology presents for our economies, but it can also pose a risk. Both the UK and India face an increasing threat of cyber attack from other states, terrorists, and criminals operating in cyberspace. We are already working together to tackle the shared threat of cybercrime. And today, Prime Minister Modi and I have agreed to step up our cooperation by negotiating a cyber framework between our countries, which would improve our mutual cyber security, promote a free and open secure cyberspace, and unlock commercial opportunities for UK industry. Finally, we both face a shared threat of terrorism. As individual countries, as partners, and as global powers whose interests lie in a stable world, founded on the rules-based international system. Today, we have agreed to strengthen our cooperation, in particular by sharing best practice to tackle the use of the internet by violent extremists and to reduce radicalization and recruitment attempts online. These have been good and productive talks. As I said this morning, when two countries have as long a relationship as India and the United Kingdom, it is tempting to take for granted the links that we have. I don't want to do that. I want to look to the future and the limitless possibilities as we forge a stronger strategic partnership. The UK and India are two countries with an ambitious, confident global outlook. As the UK leaves the EU and India continues its rise in the world, we should seize the opportunities ahead. We will achieve this through the strong bonds that exist between our people, through British and Indian businesses working together. But most of all, we will accomplish this because Prime Minister Modi and I are personally committed to investing in this relationship and turning this vision into a reality. I look forward to establishing a unique friendship and working together for the benefit of both our countries. Our shared connections and our shared values make this a natural partnership, but it is our shared future which will bring us closer still. Thank you.